Genesis chapter 22. And it says, the angel of the Lord called out unto him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. We say Abraham, but we got a few students with that are actually from that area, and that is Abraham. I sound a little educated tonight, amen. But Abraham, and he said, there am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God. What did he want? What did he want to find out? He wanted to find out what Abraham's heart was, didn't he? He said, but now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son. How many would have given their son? You've been like, devil, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Those of you that says you would, I don't believe you at all. he said, so that you didn't withhold your son, your only son from me. And Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him, a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Somebody say, thank God for that ram. Say it like you mean. Say, thank God for that ram. Act like Isaac tonight. Say, thank God for that ram. How many know Isaac was real happy at that point? He was real happy at that point. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. And so what happened? God wants to know where his heart was. And then he goes on down to verse 18. And it says, in thy seed, this is what God told him before that. He said, Abraham, you did well. You didn't even withhold your only son from me. He located his heart. Amen. Look at somebody and say, it's a heart thing. It's a heart thing. And he said, Abraham, since you didn't withhold your son, he said, and in thy seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed. He said, Abraham, go back a verse. That in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and the seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. See, I told you God wasn't small-minded. Where we're thinking about just us, God's thinking about the generations that are to come through you. When we're just thinking about ourselves, God is concerned about Boom Shika and Sally Mae. God's concerned about those people. He said, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou had obeyed my voice. That's the key. In this hour, we got to be willing to hear the voice of the Lord and to obey the voice of the Lord. Amen. So if he tells you to go this direction, you ought to be willing to go that direction. Don't try to reason it out in your mind and say, God, did you really say this? Did you? Because Abraham could have did a lot of that. He could have said, just like we said earlier, I bind you in the name of Jesus. He could have said all that could have been running through his mind. But he obeyed. God located his heart. That's what he wanted to know. He wanted to know, if I give you this, would you give it back to me? So the theme of this camp meeting is that God wants to, what's the theme of the camp meeting? I want to know if you know. God wants us to recover all, but God wants to know if he gives it to you, will you give it back to him? And so he said, and the seed and all the nations of the earth will be blessed because thou hast obeyed my voice. God is much bigger than you. Last night we sung a song that our God is big. Everybody say, our God is big. Come on. You got to say it like that now. Come on. Our God is big. And he's strong and mighty. I ain't want y'all to keep saying, but that's okay. But our God is big. He's bigger than you can, and you picture him sometimes. Sometimes we paint God a picture like he's just so weak somewhere and that he can barely do anything for us. But I'm telling you, God has more than you on his mind. Again, he's not small-minded. He thinks about generations. I'm going to say it again. He thinks about generations. He thinks about nations. He's thinking about your great-grandchildren, and he's thinking about their children. And so a lot of times we think, okay, I just want to get my stuff met. I'm okay if I can get what I need and everybody else is okay. That's okay. But yes, God wants you well. Yes, God wants you to live long. Genesis chapter 15 and verse 15 says, "And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age." That's the promise of the Lord. Amen. So yes, he wants you to live long. Yes, he wants you to finish strong. Look at somebody and say, he wants me to live long. I told you I need you to talk back to me tonight. Amen. He wants me to live long. He wants me to finish strong. So dying premature is not even an issue. Because he wants me to live long. That's his will for me. So that's why I can't even understand why people say that he just needed a flower and he came and it was just his. I mean, these young kids dying and they be like, oh, God just needed him more. No, he wants you to live long. He wants you to finish strong. And he wants you to enjoy the ride. Amen. Hallelujah. So, yes, he wants you to live long. Yes, he wants you to increase. 3 John chapter 2 says, 3 John 2, excuse me, chapter 1, verse 2. That was the only chapter in 3 John. It said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper." So, yes, he wants you to prosper. Yes, he wants you to be in health, even as your soul prosper. It proves it in 3 John 2. Yes, he wants you to do it. Yes. Everybody say, yes, he wants me to do it. Yes, he wants me to prosper. Yes, he wants me to be in health. Yes, he wants my soul to prosper. You'll see how it ties back in just a second. We're going to change a generation. Look at me. Are you up for the task? I got a couple of people say they up for the task. Are you up for the task? Yes, God wants to increase us mightily. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 3. "Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that thou may increase mightily." Look, that's the will of the Lord. Yes, he wants us to increase mightily. Yes, he wants us to increase mightily. "As the Lord God of our fathers have promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey." Yes, he wants us to do well. You'll see where I'm going in just a second, I promise you. Yes, he wants you to have great and goodly cities. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 11. It said he wants to give you houses full of all good things. Everybody say all good things. "Which thou fillest not." It's something to have. Go back to verse 10. "And it shall be when the Lord thy God have brought thee into the land which he sweareth unto thy father, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give you great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not." It's one thing to have them, but that you didn't even have to build them. Go to the next verse. "And houses full of all good things." It's one thing to have houses, but houses full of all good things which thou fillest not. You didn't even have to fill them. "And wells dig which thou diggest not, and vineyards and olive trees." So yes, he wants you to have all that. That's the will of the Lord.